Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Kingston-based singer-songwriter Al Olander is releasing her sophomore full-length album, The Worrier, on February 13th. It follows 2022's Easy Crier.
I'm back again. I don't know when you'll hear that I'm here. And I wonder if you think I look older. But I wanted you to see it so that you'd believe it. That I made it. I did it. I told you so. Welcome to the show. I did all this for you, you know. Welcome back to the snow. I don't want to spend November alone when the leaves are all gone again. It's when I should let go.
The specificity and vulnerability of Al's lyrics gently tap into the heart. Her melodies are a warm hug. Her voice kisses your forehead before soaring away with celebrated emotion. The Worrier contains 11 songs that look love, lust, and loss right in the eye and alternately sing them to sleep, wink them into a bit of a tizzy, or lift them to the rafters. Al will mark the release of The Worrier with her fourth annual Allentine's Day event at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York on February 13th. She's also going on an expansive U.S. tour with several April dates in the WAMC region. But now, right now, in fact, she's in studio with me. Al Olander, welcome back to the Roundtable. It's great to see you.
Hi, Sarah. It's really great to be here.
I don't know if we should talk about the record or Allentine's first. Do you have a preference?
Well, you know, the record comes out on Allentine's Day, so...
It is kind of all one this time, isn't it?
I thought that was a good business move by me.
I think you're right.
I thought, let's just do it. Let's make a delicious sandwich and put the ingredients all together. So we could talk about either. I feel like they both... Oh, I'm a Gemini right now, not making a decision.
That's fine. I'm ready to decide. Last year, when we spoke before Allentine's, you were hoping to put out the record in June.
Stop. You stop it right now.
What's the what causes the delay? Just as like a we'll go behind the scenes kind of thing.
You know what? Can I say something that no one has heard and no one knows?
I would love that. Exclusive for WAMC.
It actually is. I cannot believe I'm about to say this. I recorded the entire record and then I re-recorded it.
Okay. And what made you feel like you needed to? Your artistic heart told you, but
yes.
Discuss.
I think I made a record. Wow, that is so interesting. I haven't said this to anyone, except for the folks that, you know, recorded with me. But I made a record and something told me I needed to make a different record. Something really guided me. And I didn't think I could give myself permission to do that. I didn't think that I was able to make that decision for myself. And in a way, maybe I wasn't financially or, but I felt drawn to it and I laid awake at night and I kept thinking, I think I need to make a different record.
It's a different track list too, or you re-recorded the same list of songs or did write new songs in the interim?
A little of both.
Okay.
A little of both. And yeah, I made one record, it doesn't even feel real that happened, but I made a new record with all of my dear friends, and I think it's a very true record.
Did you record it all in one place?
Yes, I recorded it at the Chicken Shack with Nick Kinsey, my incredible producer and friend.
Nick is marvelous. Nick, for people who, I mean, a lot of people in the region know, but he was the drummer for Elvis Perkins in Deerland, and I saw him with Scott McMicken in the ever-expanding at Levon Helm. He's just tremendously good.
He's so talented, and he's kind, and he knows me, and he gets me, and... I took these songs to him and he said, I see you. And so I felt very lucky to work with him.
When you think of, as the creator of the record, when you think of it on the whole, what is the songs have individual stories, but what's the feeling, the kind of, I don't want to say message because that's not where it's at, but how did you encapsulate yourself in this time on your album?
I'll start with this. Listeners, have you ever had a crush? Sarah, have you ever had a crush?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Have I ever not had a crush?
That's what, you know what, if I could give a message, it would say, yes, it would be that. Have I not had a crush? I think that I'm a lover girl. I wrote this record as a love letter to myself, to these crushes I've had, to the crushes I will have, to heartbreak, it's been 4 years since my first record came out.
Mm-hmm. Easy Crier.
Easy Crier. And this record, although I've grown, I realized I'm still a person that feels deeply, that worries, that can't, I don't know, I'm just human. I am so human that it hurts. And I thought, I need to write something that maybe other folks will think, will see their humanness as well. And I just wanted to be as honest as possible that even though I've grown, I am not a perfect person. And I feel so, so much. And I just wanted to, Easy Crier, sure, and The Worrier.
Yeah.
I wanted this to be my shield of armor. I wanted to show myself that I could write openly and honestly and share myself with people.
The title track is The Worrier, which obviously indicates the name of the album is The Worrier. When did you write the song The Worrier, and what is it sort of, what do you worry about in it?
Oof. Listeners, have you ever been worried that you've failed people you love?
Have I ever not been worried that I failed people I love?
I cannot believe how much time I've spent as a touring musician running away from folks that I love, worried that they won't love me if I mess up, worried about death, worried about intimacy, worried about money. I worry about everything. And The Worrier is me over a season worrying about if I am not, if I don't show up for someone, will they leave me? If I'm not perfect for someone, will they leave me? Am I good enough to have this community? Am I good enough to have these friends? And I think the answer is, I have become a person that doesn't just get left, that I'm not going to get left behind. And I can say I'm sorry, and I can admit when I'm wrong, and I can show up for people, and I'm not running away.
Felt like the end of the world in New York on New Year's Eve. Took a pill, got kicked out of the bar, and I told you, you should leave. You said it won't be that.
That's a little bit of The Worrier from Al Olander's new album, The Worrier. The fourth annual Allentine's Day at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York is on Friday, February 13th, which is the release date of The Worrier. I feel like you are not a person to be off-put by a Friday the 13th.
It's a sexy date. Can you say sexy on the radio?
You can.
It's a sexy date. Friday the 13th, you know, you want to get that cheeky tattoo. You want to feel the magic. I'm not scared. I thought, let's do it. Can you imagine people in the pews sitting with their friends going, Friday the 13th, right before Valentine's Day? I knew as soon as I saw that it was Friday the 13th, I thought, we have to do this.
This is a spectacular, now fourth annual, as I've just said, event where you and all your music pals really, really turn it out and fill the Old Dutch Church with music and love. And it has a theme. You encourage attendees to dress up in light of the theme. It's Planet Crush, kind of a space alien theme this year. How did you select that?
You know, this goes back to the record. Amanda Brooklyn, who's my collaborator on this event, she was saying, you know, this whole record lives on Planet Crush. It doesn't live on Earth. It lives somewhere beyond. We recorded the record thinking we are visitors on Planet Crush. And so we thought, oh, let's do something punny, which is extraterrestrial, mm-hmm. an alien. I'm sorry, everyone's rolling their eyes.
But... No, I love it.
Okay, good. And we thought, wouldn't it be so fun to take the old Dutch church and put it in a, like, make it a spaceship? And so, yeah, we really encourage you. We have many outfit changes. The nice pastors are letting us paint our bodies, and we encourage, as long as it doesn't get on the pews, and no glitter.
No glitter.
No confetti cannon. A little right. bit of glitter, yes.
Right. No, no, the herpes of craft supplies glitter to leave all over the church. Don't bring loose glitter, everyone.
Pastor Rob said he's still picking up feathers from one of the events.
Oh,
so,
sure.
You know, but we're repenting.
It's also a microplastic, so.
Please don't just try to be really like thoughtful about the products that you bring. And but we encourage you to dress up very much.
Speaking of extraterrestrial and alien, I think this year should be the year that hot chicks claim puns back from dads. What do you think?
2026 in, you know, the in list, hot chicks taking
do puns.
Back. I'm not kidding. I want everyone listening to really listen to that. 2026. In. That's an in. And out is dad puns. But we, if dads, come on, come to the show.
Yeah. No, we're not just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe not take back, but share with.
Share, yeah.
Whichever way builds the most community, that's what we're about.
Absolutely. Me being a saleswoman. Dads, we need you. We need you. Please come.
You are after Allentine's, and we'll talk more about the record too. We're just going to keep spinning around.
Sure.
Like a record. You have a huge tour, your biggest tour.
Mm-hmm.
How many dates is it now?
Casual 42 dates.
42, The Meaning of Life, Douglas Adams.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Yes.
You can't add any more though.
Well, Flagstaff is on the
baby. Yeah, I'm sure. That's
so
okay.
We'll take you, Flagstaff, but we'll still say 42.
How is it decided? I mean, I'm glad you're like ready to take on this tour yourself, like this many cities, but how is it decided that it will be that many dates? How does this even happen? Why is this the next step?
The last 4 years of my solo career, I have been so lucky to open for so many amazing artists. So many. I've been your favorite opener's favorite opener. I've opened so many shows, and I thought, this new record, I have to do something big. And I have to show folks that I am committed to this, and I want to hit a lot of the cities that I have done in the last 4 years. And I've only done one headlining tour, really, when that was when Easy Crier came out. So I told John, my agent, and Drew, my manager, I said, listen up, fellas, I want to go big. And they were like, what about 2 weeks? And you come home. I said, fellas, listen, I want to go bigger. So we decided, I said, I want to do 2 months. And they were so encouraging. They're scared. And I'm scared too. It's just going to be, I need to show myself and the folks that will take a chance on me that we can do this and the little guy can do it. And I don't know anyone in San Diego. I really need you. I need you out there. Portland, I one time bombed so bad at the Doug Fir. Please come back and see me. I need you. So I'm just looking forward to taking a chance on myself and showing that I love to tour.
Are you bringing along an opener or getting local acts, or how's that working?
These are my three openers. This is also exclusive. We got my best friend of 20 years, Abigail Dempsey. She does the splits. She was in Low Cut Connie. She's an amazing, amazing singer-songwriter. She's coming. We have another amazing opener, Anna L. Gorgeous songwriter. Stunning. I met her through, if you can believe it, Abigail Dempsey, her sister. They've known me both for 20 years. They are brilliant at what they do. Last person I'm taking is, it's only A-names specific, Aubrey Haddard, my collaborator for Allentine's Day, a Hudson Valley legend, one of the best guitar players I've ever met, one of the best singers. I'm taking these three road dogs with me. Arf, arf. Sorry, I barked.
That's so fun. I think you're going to have a great time.
You think so? Are you scared for me?
No.
You're not?
I think you're ready.
Christopher Paul Stelling told me I could do it. He does so many dates. And he was like, I said, do you think I'm going to be okay doing this? He said, you're going to be fine.
I think you're ready. I think if you stay hydrated, you'll be fine.
I am meeting with a vocal coach for the first time, a gift from my friend Stealth Ulvang, who's in the Lumineers. He got me three vocal coach meetings. Shout out Stealth for doing that. And so I'm going to, Mindy's going to get me correct.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And it will, and that's the thing. I think people sometimes starting out are worried about a vocal coach because you don't want to lose what makes your voice you. But that's not what they do. They help you make sure you don't damage your instrument as you continue to pour your heart out through your face.
And I'm a yapper. I am a, you at the merch table, I'm yapping.
Certified I'm also, yapper.
And I'm a dirtbag. I'm from Baltimore, respectfully. I'm a dirtbag. I rarely even drink tea. We are going to work on my, I'm going to get a, that little straw that you sing through, or I don't know, Mindy's going to help me. But I'm going to take care of myself.
Good. And then you'll be totally fine. That's all there is. I mean, the road is hard, but you take care of you.
And the worst part about me is that I'm now into pool and playing pool. So now tour is going to be
pool halls with bars with pool tables.
I had never played pool on tour. I've been touring for 10 years. Now things are going to be different. I'm about to be a shark out there in Indianapolis.
Are you good? Let me phrase that a different way. Have you shown improvement since you started?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's all that there can be.
Oh, yeah. I still can't break. You know, when you, I can't break. So if anyone has any tips, actually, please DM me with any pool tips.
This has got to be Googleable, but it'd be more fun to get tips from strangers out there.
I would love to get tips from strangers.
So we're looking forward to, on the next record, some songs about pool, some songs about being hydrated. But meanwhile, on The Worrier, we have your past experiences on display. I want to tell you, the song Miracle Boy has me deep in my feelings. I love the early lyric, I hate that breakfast is reserved for the living. I love it because that is such a thing, like when you lose someone, it's the surprising small things you wish you could still share with them. Is that about your brother specifically?
It is, Sarah. Thanks for asking. I really do appreciate that because I know it's hard to talk about grief and death and we're scared of it. But my brother passed away 12 years ago. Oh, it's so long.
Yeah.
And his name was Keith and he's my older brother. And I've written some songs about him before, about how I felt about him. But I think Miracle Boy is my first song that is genuinely just about him and who he was. And he was so fun and so funny and so cool and everybody loved him. And my mom gave him the nickname Miracle Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought if I can make anybody feel anything or connect with their grief to make us feel less alone, then I would be doing a service for myself, and for Keith would also really appreciate it. He would think I'm getting too much attention for it, for sure. He would definitely be like, okay, you're going to use that, huh?
That comes through in the song.
Okay, good. Yes. Good. Yeah, so it's the little things that I miss so much. I just wish he would think it's really cool that I'm playing on the radio right now for all these folks to listen to. And he would think that the event is cool and he would have crushes on all my gorgeous friends. And I would say, you stay away from them. So I just miss him a lot. And I really want to, this record's very vulnerable. That song's very vulnerable.
It is.
And I hope people hear it and maybe they'll be like, oh, I lost someone that I really loved. And I, just because they're gone, it doesn't mean they didn't exist. So that's my little song for him. Shout out, Keith.
My brother was destined to work at Bob Evans till he was dead or at least 27. I wonder if they hire ghosts in the kitchen. I hate that breakfast is reserved for the living. I make a joke because that makes it hurt less. I want to do over, I want to retake the life test. You and I both were never good students. You lit fireworks in the gym just cause someone yelled do it. You punched the bartender outside of Howard's. You were always my hero. I was always your coward. You said you're the better one. And someday you're gonna get out of here.
That was part of Miracle Boy from Al Olander's new album, The Worrier. The fourth annual Allentine's Day at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York is on Friday, February 13th. You can learn more at alolander.com. That link, of course, will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org. We are almost out of time, which is devastating because every time I get you here, I want to talk to you for 45 days at least. But time is what it is. There's constraints of radio programs, and you are going to leave us all happy by playing a song. Tell us about The Cyclone.
The Cyclone was the first single from the record, and it goes through a season of crushes. It really does. I know you're all shocked to hear that. But it's just about truly being on the ride, being on the journey, and it's about the excitement, the ups and downs, and I could truly spend all day with you, Sarah, but I'm going to play hard to get and get out of here and play this song for you lovely folks.
My brain is bad, my body's worse, they're gonna roll me out of New York in a shiny black hearse, yeah. You found a penny from 93 right there in Baltimore. Traffic made you think about you'd risk it all to pick it up. You said you'd done stupider things for just a bit of good luck. I wasn't afraid of the cyclone. I was only afraid you'd hear me screaming your name. And I was never the same. Brushing my teeth at the Planet Fit, I wish I never asked if you were double jointed. I watch the spit, I wash my hair, I wanna text you, but it's desperate. I'll pretend I don't care, yeah. You drove too fast. Through Silver Lake, you said, I'm gonna take you out, but I swear it's not a date. You locked the steering wheel up to my wrist. Here's a bunch of keys, you gotta see which one fits. I wasn't afraid of the cyclone that day. I was only afraid you'd hear me screaming, and I won't be ashamed. Close to death, I saw your face. Now I wanna replace all my glass with paper plates. Things that
That's The Cyclone from Al Olander's new record coming out on February the 13th, the day after my birthday.
I have full body chills.
And the fourth annual Allentine's Day at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York is that self same Friday the 13th in February of this, the year of Hot Chicks Doing Puns 2026.
That's right.
Al, I adore you. I love the music. I'm so glad to see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking a chance on me, Sarah. I really appreciate you.
Al Olander's new album, The Worrier, comes out on Friday, February 13th, the same day as this year's Allentine's Day show at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org, and a video of Al performing The Cyclone in our studio is available on WAMC's socials at WAMC Radio. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.